Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This week's program features an extraordinary piece of music by Robert Ashley called In Sara Menken, Christ and Beethoven, There Were Men and Women, composed in 1972 and recorded in 1973. I heard this for the first time on an anthology of text and sound pieces, which included a 10-minute extract of what is a 40-minute piece, this program being 30 minutes long. And after this introduction, that will leave about 25 minutes of uninterrupted music. The complete work was released in 1974 on CD by Cramps Records, which can be found via Gem or some similar site. Briefly, the text is by John Barton Wolgamott, written in 1944 and published privately in two different versions. The book was reputedly found by chance in a second-hand bookshop in Greenwich Village in the 1950s, and it's actually the second version which is used in the Robert Ashley composition. Basically, it's a poem with 128 stanzas. Each stanza is made up of the same phrase, into which are introduced four variables. Three are names or groups of names or constructions of names. And the fourth variable is formed by the adverb of the active verb. The result is one of the most unusual and difficult linguistic textures in the English language. The following is an edited version of Robert Ashley's notes for the CD. Wolgamott said he had sold 12 copies of the first book and two copies of the second. As one of the many, many bizarre events surrounding my relationship to Wolgamott and his book, I met a man some 10 years later who claimed that he had bought and still had a copy of the book I had used in the recording. I never saw his copy, but I had no reason not to believe him, even though we were in the middle of a martini lunch at the time. He must have bought one of the two of those that Mr. Smith was selling in his shop in Greenwich Village at the time. Wolgamott said that he had had the inspiration for the book while standing in his mother's bedroom, and that he had immediately jotted down the plan on a scrap of paper while standing at his mother's chest of drawers, the plan that took up the rest of his life. I should suppose this was the plan for the names, but it might have been the plan for the great sentence that, as Keith Waldrop remembers, took him 10 years to write. Wolgamott said, in so many words, that the book was essentially the title page. After an elaborate explanation of the physical layout of the book, the fact that conceptually you could look through the book, as though through a group of 128 transparencies, and that the lines of each page would fall exactly upon the lines of all of the others, and that the names would be somehow interleaved to give the book yet another deeper meaning, Wolgamott said that one should consider the title page to be the body of the book, and the 128 pages of names should be considered as the blood flowing through the body. Wolgamott was being modest, facetious, self-deprecating, whatever, when he said, "It's harder than you think to write a sentence that doesn't say anything." Keith says the text is prose. I am not sure I agree with this. I think it is neither prose nor poetry. I believe from my discussions with Wolgamott that he regarded each page as a scene, as if in a film storyboard, or perhaps a photograph, representing a grouping of persons who had something in common. No wonder the book took him 20 years to write, or was it 10? No wonder that Menken, who was a literary powerhouse in his time but seems more than boring now, thought that Wolgamott was crazy. Wolgamott was clearly playing to immortality for himself and his beloved Sara.
Pietro Di Donato, Eleanor Mersenne, Johann David Wies, Antoine Brown, Norden, very didactically, in their very truly great manners of Veronese and Bonner, very heroically, Michelle Lacame de Montaigne, Heinrich Heine, Apuldius, Ovidius Naso, Anne Douglas, Sedgwick, Charles Erskine, Scott Wood, and John Barton Walkabout, had very altruistically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Jesus Christ, very didactically, in his very truly great manners of Veronese and Bonner, very heroically, Christ as Son, had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Benito Perez, Galdos, Carlton Beals, Thomas Wentworth, Higginson, Louise Jordan, Pelham Grenville, Wodehouse, and Ringgold Wilmer Lardner, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walcott, very heroically, Jesus Christ, and very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Richard Henry, Dana, Patrick Cullum, Alfred Damon, Runyon, George Frisbee, Witcher, Harry Leon Wilson, and Ringgold Wilmer Lardner, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Geoffrey Chaucer, Rupert Brooke, Francis Scott Key, Fitzgerald, John Milton, William Henry Hudson, and Ruth Maxine Martin, had very extraordinarily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Berenice Ann Bonner, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Berenice Ann Bonner, very heroically, Eleanor Hoyt, had very beautifully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Moses Mendel, John Ford, Arthur Thomas Quiller Couch, Ruth Finer, Alfred Noyes, and Jesus Christ, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paula Hart, very heroically, Dante Alighieri, had very superbly come amongst her very really grand men and women to George Edward Woodberry, Charles Angoff, Pierre Charlet de Chamblain de Marivaux, Pietro Mascagni, John Addington Simmons, and Henry Louis Mencken, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamott, very heroically, Henry Louis Mencken, had very sinisterly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Richard Le Gallienne, Zane Grey, Martha Ellis Gellhorn, Francis Hackett, Jacques-Louis David, and Kathleen Beauchamp, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paula Hart, very heroically, Mencken as Beethoven, and very hypocritically come amongst her very really grand men and women to David Leslie Murray, Charles Kingsley, Tiziano Bocellio, Oliver Goldsmith, James Thomas Farrell, and Henry James, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, Henry Brooks Adams, Francis Bacon, Giuseppe Fortunino, Francesco Verdi, James Boswell, Nicholas Machel Lindsay, and William Cullen Bryant, had very merrily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Willa Siebert Cather, very heroically, James Joyce, had very analytically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Philip Guidella, Apelles, Federico Garcia, Lorca, Olav Dun, Per Lawrence, and Homer, very titanically, in her very truly great manners, Florence Nightingale, very heroic, Sarah Paul Hart, had very generously come amongst her very really grand men and women to Shane, John, Randolph, Leslie, Nancy Hale, Charles Marie, René Leconte de Lille, Julia Moody, Jakob van Rijsdal, and Hugh Seymour Walpole, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart, very heroically, John Barton Walcott, had very playfully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Walter Lionel George, Chalamash, Domenico Zampieri, Alfred Tennyson, Granville Stanley Hall, and Henry Louis Mencken, very titanically, in their very truly great manners, Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, William Butler Yeats, Hermann Zitterman, Claude Gilles Debussy, Joseph Addison, Elizabeth Barrett, and Willa Siebert Cather, had very proudly come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Walgamott, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Emily Jane Bronte, very heroically, Sarah Paul Hart, had very merrily come amongst her very really grand men and women to Edward Meyer, Thomas Moore, Samuel Hopkins Adams, Andre Duren, Michael Sadler, and John Barton Walgamott, very titanically, in its very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, the very brutally exigent name of Sarah Paul Hart, had very genuinely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Henry Wilhelm von Lohn, Carol Chopic, Percival Christopher Wren, Leonard Miller, Stephen Vincent Benet, and John Barton Walgamott, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Helen Brown, very heroically, Armand Guillemot, Sailor, Rock, Dupin, had very heroically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Frank Hamilton, Jenkins, German, Wood, Burnett, Charles, Grandison, Finney, Sheila, Kay, Howe, Dalton, Trumbo, Edward, Elgar, John, Sager, Sergeant, they make well, did their own face off, Avery, very titanically, in these very truly great letters of Sarah, Paul, Hart, very heroically, Tomas, Mann, had very strongly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Harold, Joseph, Lasky, Nora, Wall, Amédée, Simone, Dominique, Thierry, Richard, Henry, Horn, Samuel, Lover, Jan, Van Eyck, Frederick, Delius, and John, Barton, Waldemar, very titanically, in these very truly great letters of Helen Brown, Norton, very heroically, Zola, as Christian, had very practically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Vladislav, Stanislav, Raymond, Joel, Sayre, Alessandro, Di Mariano, Di Filippe, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Sidney Lanier, Elias Howe, Anthony Trollope, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Charlotte Bronte, very heroically, Werner von Heidenstam, Hans Otto Storm, Robert Alexander Schumann, Jan van der Meer, Samuel Richardson, Herbert Spencer, Henry Major Tomlinson, and Theodore Dreiser had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Helen Brown Norden, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Jean-Francois Marie Adelaide, very heroically, Armandine Lucille Arrow de Pen, had very first to come amongst his very really grand men and women to Manuel de Faya, Jane Porter, Teresa de Thébana, Georges Duhamel, Heliodorus, Jacob Jordan, Prosper, Mary May, and Honoré Balzac, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Marianne Evans, very heroically, Sarah Paul Hart, John Martin Waldemar, had very conveniently come amongst her very really grand men and women to Eric Leslie Satie, Vicky Baum, Francis Charles Clayton, Yates Brown, Flavius Josephus, Rudolph Dinson, John Rollins, Camille Pissarro, and William Makepeace Thackeray, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of John Galsworthy, very heroically, Armandine Lucille Aurore Dupin, had very interpretively come amongst his very really grand men and women to Baruch de Spinoza, William Blake, Edward George, Earl Lytton Brewer, Edgar Lee Masters, David Ross Locke, Paul Bialar, Cesar Auguste Croc, and Charles John Huffam Dickens, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Eugene Gladstone O'Neill, very heroically, William Vaughan Moody, Edward Lear, Charles Cuddy, Sanson, Archie Bim, Isabel Bowler, John Dryden, Frank Arthur Swinnerton, and Victor Marie Hugo had very gallantly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Leonardo di Ser Piero, D'Antonio di Ser Piero, di Ser Guido da Vinci, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Waldemar as man, had very disillusionedly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Richard Doddridge, Blackmore, Denis Diderot, Bartolome, Esteban Marie Augustin, Charpentier, Thomas Clayton Wolfe, James Malahan, Kane, Susan Bogart Warner, and Marie Henri Bale, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of John Barton Waldemar, very heroically, Charles Linebridge Morgan, Guido Vaney, John Julius, Christian Sedanus, Robert Bernays, Franklin, Cynthia Francis, Joaquin David Anthony, Sinclair Lewis, had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Sarah Paul Hart, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of John Barton Waldemar, very heroically, Helen Brown Norton, had very sinisterly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Alfred Percival Graves, Ethel Menon, Giacomo da Vignola, Engelbert Huffington, Oridacious, Clinton Scholard, André Marie Ampere, and Francois Rabelais, very titanically, and its very truly great manners of Amy Lee Blanche, Charlotte Monzona, very heroically, very meditatively, contemptible, and Amandine Lucille Arroyo de Pan, had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar, Barnes Stallings, Paul Cézanne, Francois René de Chateaubriand, Henry Purcell, Richard Mansfield, and Gertrude Alley, Mary McGrady, very titanically, and her very truly great manners of Helen Brown, Norman, very heroically, Francis Gertrude Fieber, had very politely come amongst her very really grand men and women to Frank Lucius Patrick, Eugene Brigger, Roark, Whitney, Wycliffe, Bradford, Carl Lamson, Carver, Friedrich von Falkau, and Alexandre Dumas, David de la Pelletterie, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Gertrude Alley, Mary McGrady, very heroically, Maurice Martin, had very took Chetichi from amongst her very really grand men and women to Eric Philbrook, Kelly, Martha Foley, Herman Edouard van Holst, Nicholas Poussin, Pierre van Passen, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, swift as Waldemar, had very logically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Antoine, Francois, Prevost, Julian Green, Joseph Mallard, William Turner, Lewis Wallace, James Whitcomb Riley, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Kathleen Beauchamp, very heroically, Ellen Alexander Mill, Richard Steele, Gioacchino, Antonio Rossini, Charles Lamb, Henri René, Albert Guy de Maupassant, William Dean Howells, had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Helen Brown Norton, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Ruth Maxine, Mary Brown, Francis Kirk, Peter, had very ironically come amongst her very Lily Grand, Men and Women, De Eugene, Victor Debs, Pendar, Baldessari, Castiglione, Carol Goldmark, John Drinkwater, and George Bernard Shaw, very titanically, in his very truly great Matters of George Meredith, very heroically, Paul Gauguin had very wildly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Margaret Kennedy, Olan Russell, Harley Granville Barker, Peter Broyga, and April Croce, and Winnell Somerset Maugham, very titanically, in their very truly great Manners of Helen Brown Norton, very heroically, Gertrude Allen, Mary McBrady, and John Burton Waldemar had very originally come amongst her very really grand men and women to Henri Benjamin de Constant, Francis Beaumont, Il Beato, Fraguito Angelico, Joseph Lincoln Steffens, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, and Enoch Arnold Bennett, very titanically, in their very truly great Manners of Herbert George Wells, very heroically, Maurice Henry Hewlett, Alphonse Daudet, Frederic Francois Chopin, Mary Lamb, Luigi Pirandello, and Jane Austen had very subtly come amongst his very really grand men and women to David Herbert Lawrence, very titanically, in her very truly great Manners of John Martin Waldemar, very heroically, Helen Brown Norton had very coquettishly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Georges Seurat, Thales, Lisandro Manzoni, Elie Faure, Jules Renard, and Gertrude Allen, Mary McBrady, very titanically, in its very truly great Manners of Jack Edward Swift, very heroically, the very memorably devoted attention of Francis Gertrude Fiedler had very savagely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Rudyard Kipling, Firmin Auguste Renoir, Frank Norris, and Stephen Crane, very titanically, in her very truly great Manners of Edith Newbold Jones, very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart had very excitingly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Mary Findlater, John Maysfield, James Abbott McNeil Whistler, Artis Fisher, Kenneth Roberts, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, very titanically, in his very truly great Manners of John Ludovico Dispassos, very heroically, Nathaniel Hawthorne had very exquisitely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Isabella Augustus Peirce, Zeno, Cecile Louise, Stéphane Chaminade, Frank Case, Robert Rank, Graves, and James Gibbons Honecker, very titanically, in their very truly great Manners of Edith Newbold Jones, very heroically, John Robinson Jeffers, Rene Descartes, Ferdinand Victor, Eugène Delacroix, Sean O'Casey, Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty, Wills Wilde, and Hawthorne, as New England Puritan, had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Henry Hazlitt, very titanically, in her very truly great Manners of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically, Dorothy Francis Canfield, had very imperturbably come amongst his very really grand men and women to Thomas Hart Benton, Mary Johnston, Renee Philip Miller, James Norman Hall, Charles Austin Beard, and Edith Newbold Jones, very titanically, in his very truly great Manners of Mary Hunter, very heroically, Henry Louis Pinkham had very inventively come amongst her very really grand men and women to Samuel Guy Indoor, Homer Groom, John Orley, Alan Tate, Rachel Crothers, Cara Doc Evans, and Ole Edvard Rovald, very titanically, in their very truly great Manners of Eric Maria Kramer, very heroically, William Liss Carmen, Hamlin Garland, Alexandra Cesar, Leopold Bizet, Ernest Renan, Francis Marion Crawford, and Edith Newbold Jones had very deplorably come amongst his very really grand men and women to Louis Aymon, very titanically, in his very truly great Manners of Edith Newbold Jones, very heroically, Newton Booth Tarkington had very exactly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Richard Harding Davis, Andrew Lang, Savinian Cyrano de Bergerac, Ray Stannard Baker, Edvard Hagrup Grieg, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, very titanically, in his very truly great Manners of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically, Van Wyck Brooks had very gravely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Rabindranath Tagore, John Lafarge, Julian Sorrell Huxley, Marie Joseph Sue, Erasmus Gerardus, and William Clark Russell, very titanically, in her very truly great Manners of Charles Robert Darwin, very heroically, Edith Newbold Jones had very bravely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Andre Tridon, Thespis, Angelo Ambrogini, Franz Lehar, Percy Marks, and George Jean Nathan, very titanically, in its very truly great Manners of Nathaniel Hawthorne, very heroically, the very incomparably gracious conduct of James Gibbons Honecker had very richly come amongst his very really grand men and women to James Beaton, Sigmund Freud, Mary Cassatt, Albert Einstein, and Louis Pasteur, very titanically, in her very truly great Manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady had very defenselessly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Roger Martin, Picard, Lucy Stone, Edouard Victor Antoine Lalo, William James Durant, Phyllis Bentley, Millen Brand, George Wesley Bellows, and Otelia Lovisa Selmer, Lager Lurf, and very tyrannically, in his very truly great manners of Adeline, Virginia Stephen, very heroically, Titus Lucretius Carus, had very decently come amongst her, very really grand, then went on to Marcus Tullius Cicero, Phaedo, Gaius Sallustius Crispus, Michael William Balfe, Gerard David, Max Ruth, Carl Wilhelm von Humboldt, and Johannes Chrysostomus, Wolfgangus, Theophilus Mozart, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Rembrandt, Harmanzon, von Lienz, Grant Harris, Jakob Ludwig, Felix Mendelssohn, Rose Macaulay, Henrik Schenkewitz, Plutarch, Jules Alfred, Hugo de Goncourt, and Berenice, as devotee, had very magnificently come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Emily Dickinson, very heroically, John Barton Waldemar, had very majestically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pierre Charles Baudelaire, Aesop, Clarence Buddington, Kelland, Giles Litton, Strachey, Lyman Frank Baum, Albrecht Dürer, Alfredo Casella, and Jesus Christ, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of David Graham Phillips, very heroically, Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, had very proudly come amongst his very really grand men and women to O.P. Percival Reed, Alfric, Joel, Elias Spingarn, Salem Palmgren, Athenaeus, Douglas Hyde, Alexander Brooke, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Claude Monet, very heroically, Francis Gertrude Fiedler, and John Barton Waldemar, had very gradually come amongst his very really grand men and women to Ottorino Respighi, Paul Moran, Aurelius Augustinus, Alfred Sisley, Grace Saring, Will Rogers, Charles Farrar Brown, and Helene Villal, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of John Griffith London, very heroically, Gertrude Elaine, Mary McBrady, had very wildly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Veronica Wade Campbell, Ben Heck, Francois Adrien, Will Vier, Thomas Gainsborough, Edmund Spencer, Stella Benson, James Ross, William Sellier, Winston Churchill, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Arthur Burton Roscoe, very heroically, James Weldon Johnson, Claude McKay, Booker Tully of Earl Washington, County Cullen, Sarah Neil Hurston, Jean Toomer, Walter Francis White, and James Langston Hughes, had very excellently come amongst his very really grand men and women to Dominikos Theotokopoulos, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Jesus Christ, very heroically, Macon S. Papa, had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Helen Maria Fiske, Franz Hals, Victoria Marie Sackville, John Albert Macy, George Gershwin, Stark Young, Hector Hugh Monroe, and Floyd Dell, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Lionel Flaherty, Joseph Hubert, Maria Luigi Carlo, Zenobia Salvatore, Cherubini, Jean-Antoine Watteau, Robert Smith Hitchens, Sappho, Marguerite d'Angoulême, and Titus Lucretius Carus, had very fairly come amongst his very really grand men and women, Davinia Croter, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Jesus Christ, had very benevolently come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Michel de Notre Dame, Byron, Theodore Waltz and Storm, David Diamond, Irving Babbitt, Asa Gray, Eric Temple Bell, and Randolph Sillamon Bourne, very titanically, in its very truly great manners of Berenice Hamlin, very heroically, the very tempestuously scriptural wedding of Sarah Powell Hart and Henry Louis Macon, had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to John Barton Waldemar, Don de Gabriel Rossetti, Anna Wickham, Jules Emile, Frederick Massenet, Brian Oswald, Don Byrne, Rachel Lyman Field, William Saroy, and Erskine Caldwell, Jacques Maritain, Charles-Louis de Secunda, and Helen Brown Norton, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Francois de Montcorbier, had very clearly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Upton, Beale, Sinclair, Victor Herbert, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, Thomas Lawrence, Elliot, Harold Paul, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Willis Hubert Cather, very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart, and very perfectly come amongst the very really grand men and women, to Clément, Philibert, Léo Delibes, Plotinus, Emmanuel Holloman, Julius, Praxiteles, Susanna Haswell, and John Barton Waldemar, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Macon, very heroically, Cosmo Hamilton Gibbs, Thomas Mallory, Christophe Willibald von Gluck, George Romney, Siegfried Lorraine Sassoon, and Sarah, as intended, had very horribly come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Sherwood Anderson, very titanically, organically, in her very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart, very heroically, Zonette Gale had very energetically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Friedrich Schmettena, Grant Wood, Margaret Frances Halsey, Arthur Simmons, Benjamin Stolberg, and Henry Louis Mencken, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Mary Cassatt, very heroically, Publius Virgilius Maro had very anarchistically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pierre Cecile Puvis de Chavannes, John Dewey, Alexis Emmanuel Chabrier, Albert Green Hubbard, Elizabeth Garver Jordan, and Ellen Anderson Goles in Glasgow, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Robert Louis Balfour Stevenson, very heroically, Thornton Niven Wilder, George Santayana, Carl Maria Friedrich Ernest Van Weber, Alexander Pope, Jean-Auguste Dominique Eng, and Henry Louis Mencken had very acrimoniously come amongst his very really grand men and women to Susan Ertz, very titanically, in her very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, Willa Siebert Gather had very extemporaneously come amongst his very really grand men and women to Donald Robert Perry Marcus, Hans Holbein, Francois René Auguste Mallarmé, John Phillips Marquand, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, Frederick Marriott had very horribly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Joan Mary Fielding Platt, James Hilton, Joseph Hilaire, Pierre Belloc, Johann Strauss, Andrea Mantegna, and Willa Siebert Cather, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Thyra Samter, very heroically, Henry Louis Mencken had very brilliantly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Stephen Collins Foster, Jan Havix Steen, Douglas Subtle Freeman, Joseph Auslander, Hermann Joachim Bang, and Willa Siebert Cather, very titanically, in its very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, the very brutally exigent name of Henry Louis Mencken had very sculpturally come amongst her very really grand men and women to Conrad Berkovici, Walter Duranty, Augustine Eugene Scribe, Dorothy Thompson, George William Russell, and John Barton Walgamott, very titanically, in its very truly great manners of William Shakespeare, very heroically, the very coarsely vulgar Puritanism of Ludwig van Beethoven had very femininely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Robert Boutin, Cunningham Graham, Jules Verne, Sidonie Gabriel, Claudine Colette, Percy Aldridge Granger, Jacopo Rabusi, Arthur Machen, Francis Richard Stockton, and Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy had very tragically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Augusta Marianne Holmes, Child Hassan, Victoria Endicott Lincoln, Armin von Dembski, Benjamin Franklin, Leslie Stephen, Alice Caldwell Hagen, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of William Shakespeare, very heroically, Giacomo Puccini, Camilla Marie, Johann Christoph Friedrich von Schiller, Samuel Johnson, Thomas Henry Huxley, Eve Curie, Giovanni Boccaccio, Ivan Sergeyevich Turgenev had very cruelly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Matilda Sarrau, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Cecily Isabella Fairfield, very heroically, William Shakespeare had very cadaverously come amongst her very really grand men and women to Andrea Palladio, Maurice Walsh, Elizabeth Dorothea Cole Bowen, Henrique von Dobiden, Joseph Deems Taylor, Rebecca Yancey, Wolfram von Eschenbach, and May Sinclair, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Samuel Butler, very heroically, John Bunyan had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Giorgio Barbarelli, Rose Wilder, Alexander Nikolaevich Scriabin, Susan Glassbell, Edward Gibbon, Thomas Hobbes, Stefan Mallarmé, and Alexei Maximovich Pieshkov, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very heroically, Alfred Edward Hausmann, Ludwig Thoma, Francisco di Goya, Ilo Fientes, Matthew Arnold, Philippe Gautier, Henry George, Giovanni Battista Lully, and Ivan Alexeyevich Bunyan had very admirably come amongst his very really grand men and women to John Barton Walgamott, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy, very heroically, Tolstoy as Beethoven, and Shakespeare had very critically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Violet, Florence, Martin, Bruno, Traven, Jean Baptiste, Armand, Louis, Léon, Zélie de Beaumont, Honoré, Daumier, Thomas Chatterton, Oscar Levant, Alessandro Scarlatti, and Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, in their very truly great manners of Ricardo Octavia Hoosh, very heroically, Anthony Hope Hawkins, Helen Rose Hull, Edward Alexander McDowell, Jakob Wasserman, George Warwick Deeping, Hans Memling, Charles Gordon MacArthur, and William Shakespeare had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Ludwig van Beethoven, very titanically, in his very truly great manners of William Shakespeare, very heroically, Karl Heinrich Marx had very extremely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Eugene Field, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, Murphy, Augustus Edwin John, Arthur Conan Doyle, Norman Douglas, Thorstein Bund of Evelyn, and Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Leof Nikolaevich Tolstoy very heroically, Charles Gilman Norris, Roland Pertwee, Mary Augusta Arnold, Carmen Beckton, Jean-Francois Millet, Maurice Ravel, Edward Morgan Forrester, and Sarah Powell Hart had very simply come amongst his very really grand fitted women to William Shakespeare very titanically. In its very truly great manners of Gertrude L.A. and Mary McCready very heroically, the very beautifully simple funeral of Sarah Powell Hart had very mirthfully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Christopher Darlington, Morley, Alan Sear.